Miley Cyrus's performance at the MTV Video Awards kind of turned the entertainment world upside down. Some people have said that Hannah has left Montana. Of course, Miley Cyrus was the little girl at one time that played the Disney character of Hannah Montana, this kind of all-American, cute little girl. And yet her performance this week, some have characterized as something totally abrasive, something that was immoral. All kinds of adjectives have been attributed to it. And yet, as we look at this scenario, can we really be surprised in the kind of world that we live in? You know, where do we obtain our values? You know, where does morality come from? Now, this isn't an accusation against Miley Cyrus. Instead, our world accepts these kinds of things. Our society, even though we say we're a people who believe in God, you know, if you did a survey in America, probably over 90% of the people would say they believe in God. But there's a problem, because the point is then, yes, we may say we believe in God, but do we really believe God? When it comes to morals, when it comes to our mindset, when it comes to how we look at the world, do we really look to God? There's a wonderful proverb that should really set the tone for our worldview, for our perspective. If you look to Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6, here's what it says. It says, "The Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding." So if we're really a believing people, we have to look at these kinds of sections from the Bible and say, if I believe in God, I have to have an understanding. Where does wisdom come from? Where does knowledge come from? Where does morality, where does understanding come from? You see, it shouldn't come from Hollywood. It shouldn't come from entertainment. It shouldn't come from the mindset of this world. But instead, it's got to come from the pages of this word of God. And so if we say we believe in God, let's make sure we don't get tuned into the ways of this world and this entertainment that surrounds us and invades us. Instead, let's look to the Word of God and believe God. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.